Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the fourth meal. This is the One F His Life podcast. Peter Rosenberg celebrating life, celebrating the release of his album, celebrating he got a hot Jewish girlfriend. You know what? It's irrelevant that she's Jewish. Celebrating he got a hot girlfriend. He's living his life.
Isn't he DJing a wedding?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's DJing a wedding. Okay, on to ruin.
He's living his life on vacation / work in Jamaica. So in order to make this podcast happen, because Rosenberg was having a lot of scheduling conflicts, I said, you know what? Take your vacation, live your life, do you, and I'll get someone to fill in. Now I was thinking maybe ASAP Ferg or Run the Jewels, maybe even 2 Chainz. No, come on, guys. We settled on Juanito and Dominican Drew.
Yo, you said filling in. I thought it was like filling in for him, so it's just one person. You got like both of us.
And Billy June is here, too, because we need some kind of, we need the ep of the Juan ep to be on the, there's a lot of Juans here, but we need an ep. Literally. You know what I mean? So now here's my problem. Juanito
in Jamaica.
Juanito is also in Jamaica on vacation. He's literally sitting down right now at some resort having breakfast.
Yep. And some coffee.
Juanito,
what's my lady?
The reason why we wanted you to fill in for Rosenberg is because he's in Jamaica. So why the fuck do you think we would want you if you're in Jamaica?
Sounds like he's eating in the kitchen of the hotel. And
also, he can't answer me because he's shoving his face with fucking sausage right now.
Before he goes on a couple's massage.
Oh, yeah. And he told us, hey, I got to be done by 11. I have a couple's massage.
Wallow and speak.
Well, Dominican Drew, thank you for helping us out.
No problem, man. Come on, guy.
Appreciate it.
He's not even talking. Look, he's just feeding his face.
Yo, I wouldn't miss this for the world, guys. This is amazing.
Now, where are you in Jamaica?
I'm in Montego Bay.
Is it Rosenberg in Montego Bay?
No, he's in Round Hill. I don't know where that is.
What resort are you staying in?
Breathless Secrets.
Yo, is it boring? Is it boring? I heard Breathless resorts be boring.
No. I mean, not for us. I mean, we've been doing activities every day, or just been chilling, bobbing.
Is this one of those nude resorts?
No, but it's like an adult only resorts.
Adult only.
Yeah, it's adult only.
There's some swinger shit happening there.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. I haven't seen.
You haven't? No. I don't think they would do it in the open. You probably got to go somewhere where it's a little more secluded. You haven't set up any swinger situations?
No. Why would I do that?
You never know, man.
You with a young lady.
No.
These Instagram clips are going to be real good this week.
Okay. Why are you in Jamaica, sir? What do you need a vacation for?
It's a vacation from life, but it's also her birthday.
Uh huh.
Happy birthday.
So you're telling me you bring a nice young lady to Jamaica to an adults only resort and you're not going to do some swinger shit?
Yes.
Oh, she said yes. Yeah. You heard her? She said yes.
No. I heard it. Can she hear us?
No.
Is she Mexican, like Billy June's girlfriend?
Oh. Speaking of which, I just found out Billy June has a girlfriend today.
What do you mean you just found out today?
I just found out today when he called me for this call. He was like, I have a girlfriend. And I said, how, when, how did this happen?
So you, an integral part of the,
yes,
the creation of Juan Epstein.
I know what you're going
to
say.
You don't listen to the Juan Ep podcast.
No, I don't listen to any podcast.
Okay. Not even the one you were part of the creation of.
Yes, well,
not
exactly.
Maybe not the creation, but
exactly.
They're in the early versions.
Exactly.
Okay, so you don't listen to any podcast?
Any podcast at all.
He doesn't have time to.
Okay,
he's too busy watching the window for the Amazon guy.
Yeah, exactly. God damn it.
Give me a hand. So guys, you both work for Apple Music. You know, me being a disgraced radio personality, of the highest regard, I had to leave Hot 97 to pursue a career in comedy. Mm-hmm. Dominican Drew is also maybe not a disgraced.
Thank you.
Yo, you got to mute
this. Juan's going to have to mute this, though. Juan's going to have to mute this. What's going on over there, bro?
Dominican Drew is also a disgraced radio employee. If you're a fan of WannaB, you know Dominican Drew was fired from Hot 97 for, what was the reason?
I made mixtapes at Summer Jam and placed them all over the seats at the Summer Jam event with my name on it.
I still have one. I know, I have two copies.
I super snitched on
how
myself.
How many on that? In the classic Summer Jam Dominican Drew debacle.
Yeah.
Is that the same year with the Nicki Minaj situation?
Rosenberg
and Nicki Minaj?
No, I think the Nicki Minaj was the year before.
Year before, okay.
I was working that one. I remember he left and then they were called. Who's Juanito he? And he showed 5 minutes later.
And Juanito got fired before. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Juanito was fired.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, they let Juanito go. Yeah. And then like a week later, Summer Jam happened. Yeah. I got fired, and they called Juanito, and they're like,
and a half hour later, he showed up.
Go back.
Wait, Juanito, why did you get fired before Dominican Drew? I forgot about that.
It was like the big layoffs. Yeah, the budget.
Oh, yeah, you just got caught up in what we used to call the bloodbath.
Yeah, the bloodbath. Remember that?
Yeah, I love the bloodbath.
Pretty much every year, everybody was like,
a big bloodbath that year.
Yeah, every year, Hot 90s. Not every year, but like towards the end of my career there, a couple years, it was like.
That was the year that Ebro got into the morning show, I think.
Because
he stepped down. He stepped down, or they told him to get his ass
and
down.
And Ebro made me sign some crazy paperwork that got me a stupid pay reduction, which was the first moment I realized I should have left Hot 97. I took a pay reduction. I was like, what am I doing this for free? This is crazy. So then Dominican Drew gets fired. How many mixtapes did you make in the crazy Summer Jam debacle?
Bro, I came.
You had suitcases. Definitely.
I had a suitcase.
Wait, carry a suitcase.
Here's the crazy part. I had a mixtape that year that I gave away at multiple events for the station. And they didn't say shit.
No.
But we get the summer jam. They said shit to
Drew. Yo, I pulled up with not a regular suitcase, like them big suitcase when you go to the airport and you're traveling because you're going away for like a month. Yeah. Like that
you
big.
Bought a Hicks suitcase.
Full. You bought a safari suitcase to the airport.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it was full. It had like, I'm going to say, I think maybe I think it was like 1,000 or 2,000 mixtapes. It was in that range, just full with it. And got on the bus with it, with everybody on the bus that was taking us there with other 187 employees. Uh-huh. I made the bus driver put one of the mixtapes on. Everybody was rocking in the bus. Everybody was actually now, like, excited.
Here's my situation. I have a couple. Yeah. And I'm so happy we're talking about the Summer Jam, Dominican Drew debacle. You're not a DJ.
No, but I'm a
producer. You never were a DJ.
Produce it together and make the transitions go in and out.
But you're not but what was the point of you making a mixtape in the first place?
I'll tell you. I grew up my whole life collecting mixtapes. I have every G Unit, Lil Wayne, DJ Clue, Dipset, K Slay, Street Sweepers. Yeah. I have Poobs, I have every Locks, like I have every mixtape ever.
Dirty
like,
Harry, you got Dirty Harry's in there?
I have Dirty Harry's, yes, I got Dirty Harry's. Yo, I have a container in my garage just full of mixtapes I've collected over the years.
Yeah.
So I always thought that was so dope, cool how motherfuckers do this shit. So right. I wanted to do it. I'm like, damn, I'm working at 197 where I can actually do this. I produce every day. I got Pro Tools. I get drops from every artist that comes in. I got drops from everybody on that mixtape, from Kevin Hart, Royce the 5'9", Prodigy, like everybody. Although I'm like, yo, I'm lit out here. I'm going to do what everybody's been doing. Yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in here. And then, it didn't work out.
And then, so you then take these mixtapes, and when we say mixtapes, we're talking about CDs.
Yes.
You make this mixtape, you made this specifically for Summer Jam?
Yeah, it's called Summer Jam. my mixtapes were called Mixtape Crate. They were called Mixtape Crate. So this was.
So this wasn't your first one?
No, this was volume two. I only made it to two.
Volume two.
I did.
I think I have it. Do you want me to go grab it?
Yes. Yeah. If you got it, go grab it.
Yes, Billy June.
I made volume one. People like volume one. So I was like, I'm going to keep on doing this. And it just so happened, Summer Jam was around the corner. I was like, yo, I'm about to step up my mixtape game. Everybody's going to really know me. You know what I'm saying? I was handing them out in the parking lot first. So people leave or they partying, they listening to it. Came in the parking lot.
Did you talk on this mixtape?
Nah, no talking. No talking. I ain't talking.
So music and drops.
There's music and drops.
Okay.
Oh, Dave East. That's when Dave East was coming out for the first time, too. Mm-hmm. I got a song from... Oh, and the mixtape was produced by... Every's track was produced by Buddha the Future and Grant's Music. And they're the ones that produced all the songs of all these artists. And there was a whole bunch... All the songs were brand new. There were songs that never came out.
I didn't know it was producer-based. It was all one producer or two producers.
Two producers, yeah. That they done Dave East stuff. And, yeah,
well, I know Buddha.
And. So, like, we got a brand new Meek Mill on that mixtape. K-Slay and Carmelo played the Meek Mill on Hot. Yo, you know what? I wish Rosenberg was here because after I got fired. There you go, yeah. After I got fired.
There's a reflection, Billy. Move it a little closer. Yeah.
Being look a hoarder is a good thing sometimes.
Yeah.
Look at that. And you knew right. Billy, I'm not going to lie. When you said you were going to go get the mixtape, I thought we would be rid of you for about 20, 30 minutes. I didn't know you had it on deck, ready to go.
I have my shit I'm very unorganized and messy. But here, you want to see how this shit looks?
Oh my God.
Billy. Oh no, I don't want to see that. Oh my God.
What is wrong with you?
I'm a mess.
Billy, I heard they wouldn't accept your application for the show Hoarders because it was too bad. It was too much for them to handle.
What is going on in there?
I just need to clean up.
When?
You have a girlfriend now. You gotta clean that shit up.
I stayed at her place last night.
Does she come over and she see this?
No, she doesn't want to come over. I don't have air conditioning, and she has her own apartment.
What, do you live in Dominican Republic? You have no air conditioning? What's going on here?
What are you, a Rastafarian?
I have a few roommates. I pay cash. I have no lease.
Get an air conditioner.
I will. I think it's been 6 years. I got two fans.
She has her own place.
Well, she has a roommate, but her roommate just left for 3 months.
Oh, perfect. What's up, SA? So, all right. So go ahead. So you start handing these out in the parking lot.
Oh no, I was gonna say, so I got fired right when the whole shit happened, but I used to produce also Rosenberg's Real Late.
Right.
Right. And Summer Jam is on Sundays. Real Late is on Sundays. So yeah. I already produced the whole Real Late for that day. And that Real Late that I produced, he picked like, I think, three tracks from my mixtape. And he was, so I got fired, right, during the Summer Jam. But once you left Summer Jam, because, you know, like, everybody leaves Summer Jam. And if you turn on Hot 97, because you want to hear, like, what happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
You just hear all my tracks being played on Real Late. That was dope.
Now, that's the way to go out.
Here's my problem. I've always had a problem with this situation. I saw you before Summer Jam started when we were setting up. You were placing your mixtapes on the seats.
Yes.
In the front row.
Yes.
If you just would have moved back.
I know.
If you would have went to the stands, we're in Giant Stadium.
Yeah, I know.
If you would have just went to the stands.
And not the
but
front
you're box. Literally like flaunting
yeah.
in front would, of the boss. Hey, yeah. Fuck you, GM.
Yep. Dead ass.
But you know what? Your life is much better now.
Bro, that was the best thing that could ever happen to me. That day
it was I got the worst. It was the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Everybody sleeping this morning?
I'm a disgrace radio personality. Hold on, guys. Juanito has a waitress asking him if he wants dessert. If he wants dessert at the breakfast table.
He already had his sausage. Now he needs his cannoli.
Why did the waitresses sound extra white in Jamaica? Are they white people there?
Yeah.
That's why it's called Secrets.
Yo, Billy got jokes.
Yeah, good one, Billy.
Really good one.
I don't understand how Juanito said yes to this on vacation and is doing it from the fucking all-inclusive breakfast buffet.
Hey, shouldn't you eat breakfast after you get a couple's massage, not before?
Yeah, he's gonna fucking
get relaxed and let out some farts the whole time.
No, we're not doing it. We're gonna hit the beach.
You're not doing couple massage?
No.
What happened with couples massage?
Nah, we scheduled.
Oh, okay. Was it our fault because of the show?
No.
Sounds like you were fighting.
Oh, not at all. We're at the beach. So you guys are gonna see Florida Beach?
Lay out on the beach. No, I don't want to see. I already saw you. I saw on your Instagram when you dived into some water. You dive. What is that, like a waterfall or something? Or
yeah, it's called the blue hole. The blue hole.
So you jump into things called hole.
I mean, you gotta jump in the holes, man.
Anyway, let's start the show, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Juan Epis Life Podcast. If you're by any chance still tuned in, thank you so much, Billy June. Let's go over your topics for discussion. Rosenberg is on vacation, and I feel like I maybe should have took a vacation today too.
It's a lot of birthdays. Is that okay?
Okay, well, let's start with some of those birthdays.
All right. So June 14th, we have Consequence and MC Ren.
Okay. Consequence and MC Ren have the same birthday.
You want to talk or is that
MC,
it?
Don't. I'll talk when I want
to
fucking talk.
Okay, you so you tell me when to go to the next date. I have multiple dates.
You know, it's funny, MC Ren, my friend Dominican Drew and I share a love for West Coast hip hop. Love West Coast hip hop. Did you notice that MC Ren didn't really get a lot of love in the NWA Straight Outta Compton movie?
Never, not at all.
He was like, not even, he was like, the actor who played him in Straight Outta Compton is, I forgot his name, but he's a good actor. He was in that show Leverage I used to watch, and he's in a couple movies. But they just kind of,
oh, he did.
It was like Ice Cube, Dre, and Eazy-E story, and Ren didn't even get.
And
he was mentioned, but not really.
He would just ice grill the camera a couple of times. That was his role. He would just look at the camera, like or
he was one of the was the second best rapper of NWA.
Yeah. I mean, he did perform, I think, one time in the movie. They show his verse once, I think.
What other birthdays, Billy June? Well,
it's funny that you said that, because just like he's getting Watch this
weird connection Billy's about to make.
Just outshine him and his birthday. Ice Cube's birthday is the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, okay, it's not Ice bad.
Cube's birthday. How old is Ice Cube?
Juanito, whoa.
Whoa, what are you doing? Man,
that camera was too close.
Where are you going, Juanito?
You go to the beach?
Yeah, we're on the beach.
Now?
He's 52. He's turning 52.
Ice Who's Cube. Turning 52?
Ice Cube. Pay attention.
Oh, yeah. So he's 51.
Yeah, he's turning 51 now.
Jesus Christ, in 3 days.
Turning.
You can't say Jesus Christ, Billy June.
Well, Tupac's birthday is next Jewish. Wednesday.
What was that, Juanito?
Tupac's birthday is on Wednesday.
You only know Tupac's birthday by heart.
Yeah, I love Tupac. I think about Tupac every day.
I was gonna say that, but he just took that one away.
Let me get the coffee.
Yo, I painted Tupac. You want to see my Tupac painting?
Let's see.
Sure. People listening to an audio podcast want to see a Tupac painting.
It's also A-Rab Music's birthday the same day as Tupac. Do you like him?
Yeah, I like A-Rab Music. I like his beats. I don't know any. I never met him. Don't know anything about him.
Oh, you painted that? Nice.
I painted this, and my wife painted this, Aaliyah.
How did you paint that?
It comes with instructions. It got lines and shit. You just got color in there. It's not that hard.
This is your pandemic hobby?
Yep.
Painting dead hip-hop and R&B artists?
Yep.
Was it a sip and paint?
Marcel's on our deck. That's what we do out here.
I'm regretting all. Is anybody gonna care about this episode?
Regretting this.
This is the worst decision I've ever made in my life.
You know it was bad when you let me stay on.
This is a Patreon episode.
It might be.
Who else's birthday, Billy June?
June 17th, Prince B of PM Dawn. Oh, wait, no, that's not a birthday. That's a death day. Whoops.
Okay, it's fine. We can do death days.
And then Kendrick Lamar's birthday.
When is that?
June 17th.
Oh, no. Rosenberg is a huge Kendrick Lamar fan. And he's not going to be able to celebrate his birthday with us.
Turning 34.
Damn, Kendrick's 34?
Man, I'm 33. So. What happened to my life?
Well, you have no discernible talent.
Look at your room. That's what happened to your life.
Yeah. Yo, honestly, no joke, no bullshit. There's a theory, a philosophy that I follow. Make your bed, make your life. Like, clean your room, bro. Because your clutter, the clutter of your room is the clutter of your brain.
Yep. I heard that before.
Maybe I'll do that the minute I get off of here.
Why don't you do it while you're on here? How about that? Let's see the progress that you can make in the next 10 minutes, as long as this podcast is going to last, another 10 minutes.
Nothing will get accomplished.
Why is it so messy?
Because I'm lazy, and then I let it go too far. And then when it's perfectly clean, it's really nice. And then I slowly just don't put things
away. It'll take you an hour to clean that, right?
No, the last time I did it, it took like six.
No.
Yo,
hold on.
Smell?
No.
Yeah, all right.
So you're not dirty. You're just messy.
Yeah.
You got food in there?
Yeah.
That's horrible. How you got food in there, come on.
Oh, Juanito's gone. What?
You got food in the room?
My roommate.
So Billy, okay, let me explain something to you. It will take an hour to clean your room.
I'm telling you, it will not take an hour.
Tell me why it won't.
Because there's way too much to do for an hour.
Like what? For example, give me a list.
I'm just looking at it and I'm getting anxiety.
Okay. You know what your problem is? You got to put stuff away. Right?
I don't have a closet. Did you notice that?
Listen,
like I have shit place to put away. Oh, he's coming back in.
Listen to me. You have to put stuff away. Even if it's not folded perfectly or this is, what is this? What are we doing?
I told you yesterday this is going to be a mess. Remember?
What are we doing? Billy, you got to take your clothes, fold them very.
The clothing is clean. It's, I just haven't put it away yet. It's all in the bags from the laundry place.
Yeah, your fucking room is a mess. No wonder your girlfriend will go to your room.
Damn.
Well, Juanito with the Captain Obvious over here.
She doesn't want to. She has air conditioning and a nice.
She should. Place. She should.
But you don't have AC in your room?
No, I have two fans going.
What? Yo,
okay, two fans just canceling each other out, just blowing into each other.
No, one's going. Was it?
Billy, you gotta take your clothes. You gotta put them on the side, right? What else is? What else? What else you got on the floor there? What's happening?
A lot of shit.
Like what? Tell me three things you see right now.
A hat, a perfect push-up, a seat cover, sneakers.
Wait, a seat cover for what?
For my old chair.
Push-up.
My old
seat
chair.
Cover for your old. You don't have the chair anymore.
It's in the living room.
Why do you have the seat cover in your room? Why don't you put the seat cover on the chair?
Because it's not for the chair. I was just using it as a replacement.
Okay, what is it for?
It was for an outdoor chair at my parents' house that I borrowed.
Okay.
Because I had fold a folding that up, chair.
Fold that up. Bring that back to your parents'
back.
House.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
Fold it up. Bring it back to your parents' house. Okay, what else is on the floor? A hat. You said a hat?
A hat.
Put the hat on top of that little shelf behind you.
Yep, I was thinking the same.
Garbage.
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 Garbage. What kind of garbage?
Lots of garbage.
What kind of garbage you got in your room?
Lots of garbage.
Okay. Is it in a bag? Is it in a plastic garbage bag?
No.
No. Where is said garbage?
Just around.
Floor on your clothes.
Just loose. Like what kind of garbage?
Hold on. I'm going to unplug.
No, I don't want to see
a random phone call. Hello?
Hello. Yes. Hi. Good morning. I was hoping if I could speak with Luis Diaz.
Oh, anyone who calls me Luis is a problem. She hung up. She hung up. Look, if you call me Luis, even if you call me and say I was like to speak to Luis, I'll be like, okay. Let me see what this is about. But Luis is like definitely scammer, bill collector. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt, Billy June. On this episode of Hoarders.
Did you see he showed us a box of trash bags that he doesn't... Look, trash bags.
I use them.
Okay, here's the deal. Take out one of those trash bags and throw out all
the garbage.
I threw
out a lot of trash on Wednesday.
No. You are not... You're listening. You're talking about the past. I'm talking about the present and the very near future. You take out one of those trash bags. You start putting everything. You know what you're going to put in there? That fucking seat cover. You're going to start with that.
No.
Okay? It's trash.
I'm putting trash in it right now.
Okay, what is that? What was that you just put in there?
Napkins.
Use
MC Doodles.
What did you use those napkins for?
Fucking blowing my nose, bro.
Oh, you paused. Oh, pause.
Okay, what is that? What was that?
More napkins.
More napkins.
I have bad allergies.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't have a little, you need a little, a waste basket. Waste
it's just
basket.
More space.
Okay. Okay. Touche. Touche.
Okay. Yeah. I thought we were going to.
Let's start with napkins. Just get rid of all the napkins in your room and buy a box of tissues.
I have toilet paper.
What napkins are these? Are these?
No, they're not napkins. They're toilet paper.
Yeah, toilet paper. A roll of toilet paper.
This is. This is getting worse.
I stock up at the dollar store. Second.
You stock up at this is what is happening? You stock up at the dollar store on toilet paper
and is that what some you're saying? and munchies.
Okay. Why not a box of tissues? A box of tissues that
I buy those too.
Made
those go first. For,
okay. Okay.
Yeah. This is on super left.
Okay, so that's your little desk that you just sort of cleaned up.
I'm gonna show you.
You don't like living in this trash?
I don't
container?
Really care. That's my desk.
Okay, nice little it's nice.
Yeah,
nice
I built
little
it.
Studio setup.
A little, I built it.
But why would you want to sit there and edit our podcast and look at used toilet paper?
It's not like it was there for fucking weeks. It was there in the last, like, day.
Life.
Okay. Nope. I said I just threw out mad shit.
More life.
So you just want to sit. This is your life. You want to sit in a hot non-air conditioned room with a kleptomaniac in the next room.
But that might work. He could probably come in, see the mess, and like, oh shit, I don't want to steal nothing because I can't deal with this. Does that
work? Or maybe, why don't you just leave your door open the next time you leave the house and let him come steal your trash?
My door's broken. Anyone could go in.
Oh, God. This is...
I have something in front of the door right now, so it doesn't open.
Yo, your life is like, needs to be put together badly.
Your life is like a box of chocolates, but it's been sitting on the shelf since 1983.
Ew, all melted and shit.
My landlord lives downstairs. Her kid lives downstairs.
What'd you say? Your landlord lives downstairs?
Yeah.
Okay. And the landlord's kid?
Kid. Yeah.
How's that relevant to what we're talking about?
I'm just saying, like, it's a weird house.
Now, what does that have to do with
your inner sanctum? You just turned the house into rooms.
What does that have to do with your inner sanctum?
I don't know. It's a weird place.
Look at my apartment behind me. Look how beautiful.
Yo, fuck out of here.
Beautiful my apartment.
So get up and walk up those stairs. Let me see.
I sent somebody the clip of the podcast. They went, wow, his house is so nice. And I was like, that's not his house. It's a background.
Don't say that. Just let them believe this is my apartment.
Why would you blow up the spot, B?
Who cares? It's funny.
Billy June, Dominican Drew, I'm sorry this has all become about Billy June.
I thought we were gonna be talking about like hip hop.
We are
getting like hip hop stories. Like
how about this? Normally Summer Jam would have been this weekend, so why don't you tell some Summer Jam stories?
We were earlier.
Ugh. Billy, I heard you met my friend Natalie Cuomo the other day.
I did. Ooh. She did my
you
show.
Never met her before.
Yes, I have met her before. She you just didn't remember before. Meeting me.
Where did you meet her before?
At my show.
Which show was that?
The rooftop show. But she came to the hotel.
She did the hotel this week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Packed that shit out.
Packed it out. How was the hotel show?
It was great.
Okay. Why were you so weird to her?
I don't think I was weird.
Why would she call me?
Here we go. Here we go.
She texted me. She texted me and it was like Billy June ... ...
I was not myself that night.
No. I think the problem is you were yourself.
Exactly. Thank you. Exactly.
I was told by my co-producer that I needed to calm the fuck down and never take an espresso shot ever again.
You took an espresso shot.
Yeah, and I had a margarita.
For the show?
Before the show.
Why did you feel that you needed to energize for the show?
I was tired.
Uh-huh, and you took an espresso shot. You didn't go with just Monster Energy.
No.
Which would have been, I bought cases.
And I bought a CBD drink that I forgot to drink. They didn't really even each other out because I forgot to take a drink.
Okay, you took an espresso shot. And what did you say to my friend Natalie Cuomo? Do you remember?
First, I said, thanks for coming to the show. Perfect. Then I asked her.
Great producer talk of a producer of a comedy show. You thank the comedians for coming to your show and supporting. Good.
Then I asked her what song that she wants to go up to, because I do that for every comedian.
So you have a great production level where you have music to bring up the comedians onto stage. You have a DJ there, or is it somebody just playing like an iPod?
It's me.
You play like just music from your phone.
I have my laptop connected to laptop my plug.
And that's great. You don't need a DJ. You are in the music business. You've been down with us for a long time, so you should know how to intro and outro comedians with music. Okay. What else did you say to her?
I said, I mentioned that I was recording the podcast with you when you were in Iowa.
Uh-huh.
And Idaho. I thought it was funny how she was teaching you how to do reels and stuff. And now you're obsessed with reels. And now I have to make reels.
Correct.
And they are the hardest thing to make because it's not like you're just recording on your phone. Zoom calls are not meant for to be on reels. I was like, Joe. But then she went, what do you work on? And I went, Juan Epp is life with Sipe. And she went, oh, she didn't know who the fuck I was the whole time. And then I got uncomfortable and I left.
That was probably the question mark part, Sipe, when she texted you the .. question mark right there.
And I think so, I made a joke how you said like, you said like, oh, my social media guru just woke up or something, and you kept looking to the side, and I was like, I hope we didn't like annoy the fuck out of you. And she went, no. And then I just was like, all right, I'm out. And I went to start.
And
the
you
show.
And you're and you. I want you to understand. I want you to be clear that she's a very nice person.
She was so nice.
She's super nice. Very sweet. What was happening? And I need you to learn this. And I know you're 33. That you'd like. You just told us. I need you to learn. There was many social cues she was throwing your way. And you were picking up on none of them. Why do you approach these people with this assumption that they...
This is not meant for the podcast.
Why do you approach these people with the assumption that they know who you are and they know everything you do? Because you were on a phone call with me when she happened to be around. Why do you think she would know that? See, that's what you give no context when you talk to these people. You need context.
Okay. This is not for the podcast. And now I'm uncomfortable. And I wish I could just sign off.
Comfortable every day, though.
No, but I was good. I was very positive.
No, it's lies. I know you. Even when we're hanging out, you'd be cool for like 4 seconds, and then all of a sudden you're uncomfortable about anything.
There's no reason to be uncomfortable about this because this you do this to us and we know.
Yeah, that's
you. What I'm Billy June will walk up to us and be like, "Man, Tom Morris really killed it this time." Who the fuck are you talking about? What did he kill? Why? Why are you bringing this up now?
All right, let's change the topic.
All right, Billy, he's sweating. Billy June is sweating.
I just took a shower and I'm sweating.
Because you have no AC. Because you have no AC.
No,
because
I'm uncomfortable.
You're uncomfortable because we're talking too much about you.
Yes.
Okay.
We're doing it to your face, so it's okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. We'll back up, Billy June. You seem to not be able to handle
it. I'm having an anxiety attack.
We would not want to be classified as hating on Billy. What was that shirt? What was that shirt you just... What is this shirt you're wearing? Jeremy...
Kyle.
What is that? Sports?
No, it was the first show I ever worked on. It was the British Jerry Springer.
Oh, right. It looked like a Jerry Springer. It looks like a talk show.
On the back, it says, "You're a dirty little liar."
Okay.
That was his catchphrase.
What other birthdays are happening in the world, Billy June? First of all, we lost Juanito. Juanito's gone. Juanito just left. He didn't say goodbye. He didn't say, "I'm losing service." He just left.
He stayed with us for breakfast.
Yo, before we started recording, I hear Juanito go, "Can I have, what did he ask for? Oh, pumpkin."
Pumpkin. The pumpkin latte? What was that? Pumpkin coffee? I don't know.
I think it's like sweet potato for breakfast, but instead of sweet potatoes, it's like little pumpkin pieces.
Okay.
All right. What's happening in the birthday world, Billy June?
Crazy Bone.
Ooh. Crazy Bone's birthday.
That's good.
We kind of brushed over Kendrick. And then.
Well, we got it. We know Kendrick. We got
OT
it.
OT Genesis. Trippie Red.
Oh, it's his birthday.
Yeah.
I love OT Genesis. Were you with me when I met him, Dominican Drew?
Probably. I did meet him a couple of times. One of the times was probably with you.
I know when he was just Genesis.
Yes. So that's when I met him at the beginning when he was just Genesis. No,
when we used to go to LA, we were DJing some parties when me and Drewski used to DJ together. And I met Genesis, and he had very LA sounding records. Very remember at the time DJ Mustard was like on fire. And he had like Mustard. He had some Mustard records and also like that LA sound. And his name was Genesis. And I went to go to his studio and he had fire music. Fire. He always been a hard worker. And then he signed to Buster. And then he became OT Genesis.
Was it OT?
And his sound, I guess, out of town, you know?
Oh.
I'm not sure. And then he started doing more of the, like, you know, the trap sound and blew the fuck up. But I got a whole file of songs that he gave me that were like super West Coast sounding. And I thought he was dope back then. He don't get the credit, though.
I mean, he doesn't even. When's the last time he put out a record?
He doesn't. I don't think he cares about putting out an album. He just puts out singles.
Yeah. Did you see him at the Versus battle with Keisha Cole and Ashanti? No. And he was all over Keisha Cole and singing with her and everything.
You see that? I didn't see that one.
Yeah, he was like, he looked to me like he was drunk as fuck.
And that sounds right.
Yeah, and he was just screaming at the top of his lungs. It was funny. It was funny as hell. I loved it. I loved it. It was dope.
Billy June looks like you're deep in thought.
I'm looking for the OT Genesis name. Also, I always remember Busta Rhymes nodding his head too hard, smoking a cigar, and he got too jacked up top, and he had the big chain on, and he was on stage with OT Genesis, and he flew off the stage head first
and cracked his head. My favorite Busta Rhymes moment was this was like before I started working at Hot. This was like early days. We in the club with my friends acting a fool. We went to Webster Hall, you know, because Thursday's like ladies' night and stuff, and we're like I think we were like 20. Or 21. No, we were 21, yeah. And Busta gets on stage to perform, and we mad excited. Yo, your man took a Hennessy bottle, filled to the top, opened it because it was still closed, yeah. Opened it with, you know, took the wrapper off, yeah. Threw it off, and chugged the entire bottle.
No,
bro,
I guarantee that wasn't real.
This is when he was drinking hard, remember? And then he had this
a whole bottle straight.
Bro, his sweat was pouring down his face as he's drinking. It took him maybe like 2 minutes to 3 minutes and have him holding it. And you just see the liquor going down the bottle like that.
There's no way that was real.
Bro, I thought he was going to die. I felt everybody's
That shit was Snapple or some shit.
Nah, he opened it with the wrap. He pulled the wrapper off around.
You think Siegfried and Roy is really making tigers disappear, yo? You can make it look like some shit.
That's magic tricks, man. This ain't magic tricks. This was real. You got to act Busta that time. He chugged the whole bottle. Ask him if it was real next time you see him. He chugged the whole bottle. I thought he
Billy Jim, get Buster on the phone.
Okay.
Now.
Cypher, you were right. Out of town. OT.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When have I ever been wrong? When have I ever been wrong?
Never.
Yo, one time I was with Busta. We were at I think it was South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. And we were doing an event. I was just hanging out with him. It was maybe it was Vegas. Hold on a second, guys. No, I think it was Vegas. I think it was the big electronic and technology convention. I think it's called CES.
Yeah.
Busta was doing a show. He was performing for, I want to say Sprint. It was like a Sprint corporate event. And Kid Capri was DJing and Busta was performing. And we went to go hang out. We was having fun with Busta. Then we leave and there's a bunch of people, like a bunch of friends and then some girls. And we go to his room, and Busta's in the living room. You know how Busta holds court? Yeah. I mean, he talks, everybody needs to do this, and y'all need to do that. And I did this, I did that. He's talking, and he's drinking, and then he keeps talking, but it was like a suite, so he goes into his room. And he's like, I'm telling y'all, and we thought he was going to get something like further the story. And he goes in his room and then we're all talking. And then it's been like 20 minutes. We're like, yo, where's, and Busta, and people were trying to leave, like it was late. He's like, nah, you ain't leaving. You ain't leaving. This is monumental. This is historic. You know the minds that are in this room right now. I was like, it's not the greatest minds. It's just me, Jamal, my boy John, the two girls, one girl that works for Sprint, one girl that became a head of like, I forgot what they worked for, Google or something. He goes in his room, so we're like, yo, what happened to Buzz? Now I'm thinking maybe he went to the bathroom that's in connected to his room. So we go look. The door was still open. We go look. He's face down, planted on his bed, like fully dressed, shoes on, everything. He just went in his room and just collapsed in mid-sentence. Also, he don't know who we are in his room, like, I mean, he knows me, but like anybody could took his jewelry, his money.
Jesus, that's wild.
But when he drank that Hennessy bottle, that's it. The show was over. Like, it's not like he kept on performing. He was done.
What was, how much into the show was it?
This was at the end. Like, this
was at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
This was grand at the finale. End.
Yeah, then he just like, you could see like he was like this. And then he just like walked off. And I was like, oh my God, I hope he doesn't like die of poisoning. Yeah, it was crazy, bro. It was crazy. I love that guy.
What other birthdays you got, Billy June? Okay.
Trippy Red, Takeoff, and Silk the Shocker.
All the same day.
Yeah, and OT Genesis, yeah.
What day is it?
June 18th.
June 18th, Trippy Red. Silk the Shocker.
And Takeoff.
Takeoff. What is?
From Migos.
I know where he's from. Yes, I don't know what he does. I don't know what he does. I don't know what he does.
He's supposed to be the best one out of the Migos.
Who? How you figure that?
Because when we interviewed the Migos, Quavo and Offset were both saying that he's the best one. I'm getting it from the Migos. They're the ones.
Best
saying.
What? Rapper?
Yeah, the best rapper.
He's the quietest one.
That's what Quavo and Offset said. They said that he's the best out the group. Me personally, I like Offset. Offset's my favorite.
Were they telling a joke?
I don't think it was a joke. They came out with a new album. Yeah. And they sampled Papa Was a Rolling Stone on the song. I was like,
wait,
man,
it just came out?
Yeah,
it just came out this Friday. Culture 3.
Really?
Yeah,
the Culture 3. A song called Avalanche.
I actually like Migos. I didn't even know they had a new album. I'm out the loop. Fuck.
They did Fallon, and they were dressed up as the Blues Brothers.
Really?
And they had a band play Papa Was a Rolling Stone, and that was their performance.
Oh, I gotta see that.
I was like, oh man, you guys can't let anything, like, why you gotta sample that?
What's the problem with sampling that? What's your issue with that?
It's a good song. Don't fucking ruin it.
Don't listen to it, Billy.
You don't like it, don't listen to it.
Billy, don't listen to it. Press mute or skip.
I get mad when people sample good songs.
Okay, what other issues did you get mad at? What other songs did you get mad at?
I got mad when Drake sampled Lauryn Hill.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God, you son of a bitch.
I got mad when Khaled sampled
Outkast.
I was kind of mad at that one.
I was kind of mad at that one.
Which and one? Then,
Hers on the song?
No, SZA.
SZA. You're right.
What song did he sample?
It was Miss Jackson.
Outkast.
Jackson.
Why do you get mad at that?
It's like, because he didn't change it at all. It's just the sample and her singing over it. Mm-hmm. And I got mad because I was like, I don't want to like this. And then like I heard it somewhere and I was like, oh, this is catchy. It's now stuck in
I did what Cypher said. Like, I heard it, I didn't like it, and I just skipped it, and I just don't listen to it again.
Yeah, it's your personal preference, yeah. Billy June.
I just don't.
By all means, skip.
Don't ruin it.
Don't do it. Don't ruin it. Okay. Silk the Shocker's birthday.
Yeah.
I'm
a big fan of Silk the Shocker.
I like Silk. I fucks with Silk.
I like It Ain't My Fault, part one and part two.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Those great times.
What else, Billy June?
That's
great producer. That's all the birthdays?
Yeah.
Any more death days?
No.
Any other topics that we should cover on the One Up Is Life podcast?
I didn't see much this week.
Okay.
I didn't see much this week.
Lloyd Banks dropped the album.
Lloyd Banks dropped an album.
Yeah, on Friday.
Okay, this is, if you're new to the pod, you know what? This whole podcast has been a Billy June situation. If you're new to One Up Is Life, Dominican Drew is an original family member. Was around from the early days of Juan Epp and was a producer at the radio station Hot 97. And he is the epitome of, how do I explain Dominican Drew? Like when you think of New York, when you think of the yer sound, that is the epitome of Dominican Drew. When you watch Desus and Mero,
yes,
and go, these guys are like, these guys are like a weird anomaly. No, no. That is Dominican Drew's essence.
No, so when Desus and Mero came out for the first time and I was watching it, I was like, I was happy for them, honestly, but I was tight at myself because me and my boy Norman, my best friend, he's Jamaican. We're both from the Bronx. That's our life. Them two, like our whole life. That's all, how we sit in front of the TV and we watch shit and we go in on shit and we talk about shit. And when that show came out, we looked at each other like, yo, we could have made millions of dollars doing what we do all day, every day, B. We were like, what the fuck? And we were like, we would shake our head and watch it and laugh. And until this day, we're just like, damn, man. Now these motherfuckers are hosting boxing matches with Mayweather and Showtime. Uh-huh. Like I'm like, yo, this is nuts, man. I was like, damn, we ain't shit, yo.
Yeah, we fucked up.
Yeah, we fucked up.
But you are the essence of New York City. Originally from?
The Bronx.
Originally from the Bronx, New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Dominican in ethnicity.
Mm-hmm.
But born in America.
Yeah, the Bronx. Born in the Bronx, too. Okay,
why do you sound like that?
Sound like what? The accent? It's like a Bronx accent mixed with, I grew up in the household of parents that don't speak English. Mm-hmm. So I basically learned English, I guess, in school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what this is.
ESL.
Yeah. ESL. You brought it back.
Who's the best Dominican rapper?
The best Dominican rapper? Yeah. Fabulous.
Yeah. Fabulous is
the best Dominican rapper. And I bet you a lot of people don't know he's Dominican.
He's half Dominican. He doesn't say it enough.
Okay, you know who's okay, you know what? To me, he's the best. You know who my favorite Dominican rapper is? Mm-hmm. Juju.
Who?
Juju.
From the Beatnuts.
Yes, from the Beatnuts.
Juju's Dominican.
Yeah. He's my favorite. My favorite line from him is they're gonna find you with a crowbar dug in your chest. Mad vibe.
Wait, east to west.
Yes.
Even if you're wearing a vest, they're gonna find you with find a crowbar dug in your chest.
Yeah.
That's a good line.
Yeah,
it's great one of my favorite line. Songs.
Yeah. Great line. That reminds me, we listened to that CD. We were doing a trip. I think it was to Canada years ago. And I picked
years ago.
Music. Yeah, years ago.
Years ago. This is years ago.
It's like.
Years ago. Yeah, we made many road trips to Toronto.
And you were surprised.
Simon, you know that? Simon, you know that Dominican Drew doesn't listen to the podcast because he did not even get your joke just now.
I know. He doesn't know years ago. Years ago is a main phrase of the One Up Is Life podcast.
Yeah.
So we were driving to Toronto.
And I picked the music and you were surprised that I was fucking with this, like, no, every track on this shit. And then like all the songs were coming on and we were rapping to them shits and shit was fire. I remember that shit. That was a fucking long time ago, yo. And I saw Juju in Miami one time when I was a kid. I saw him. He was eating breakfast with it looked like his
Juanito.
Nah, but yeah, he's my favorite Dominican rapper. Like, he's my favorite, but Fabulous is the best.
Yeah, Juju, yeah, the Beatnuts. I found out somebody sent me a ticket. Somebody sent me a ticket that they have from Tramps. Somebody DM'd it to me. Remember that club Tramps in New York City?
Yes.
There's so many dope shows.
So old.
They sent me a ticket from a show, a Beatnuts show, and there was some other artists on there. And Billy Jim, remind me to send this to you.
Oh, Juanito's back.
and they sent me the ticket, and it said DJ, you know, DJ Music by Cypher Sounds. And I didn't even realize, I forgot. I mean, I remembered it after I saw the ticket, but I forgot that I was even at that show, which the Beatnuts, they don't get enough credit.
They don't.
They don't get enough credit in the hip-hop game.
They don't. Nobody ever mentions them at all.
Cypher, I think that he took your advice and went to the swinger sex room.
Are you on the
toilet? What's up, Juanito? You're back.
Yo, he's on the toilet.
Juanito, you're not on the toilet, are you? You're not. You can't.
Pretty much.
He said, hang up,
Billy. Can you hang up on people on Zoom?
Yeah.
Can you hang up on people on Zoom?
Hang up on him, bro.
Yeah, hang up on him.
I put him in the waiting room.
Why is he doing this?
Yo, you're on vacation. You know what happens when you go on vacation?
No, that never happens to me when I go on vacation.
On resorts, the food fucks you up.
I don't call people on a video chat line.
Didn't I just predict that?
Yeah,
you did. Okay.
Good thing you didn't go for that couples massage. This is the worst episode ever.
I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this up.
Do you want me to? Do you want to do a disclaimer? Just be like, hey guys, there's no episode this week.
I'm in Washington D.C. doing shows at the D.C. Improv with my friend Will Silvins, and they've been going smashingly.
Will's funny as fuck.
The shows have been amazing. And now I have to live with this episode in my mind for the rest of the day.
For the rest of the week.
How will I be able to provide entertainment and enjoyment for the crowd when I have an image of Juanito sitting on a toilet in Jamaica?
At Billy June's room.
And Billy June's horrendous, disgusting hoarder, best of hoarders episode room. Billy, you gotta clean your room.
Okay. Think about it. An unboxing of all the shit that I've saved.
There's not much. There's not much to edit this week on this podcast. It's pretty much straightforward shit from 1 minute from 0.00.00 to what is now on my counter. 00.56.19.
Damn, we pretty spoke much for 56 minutes about nothing?
About nothing.
Damn, man.
About nothing. Yo. About Trippy Red's birthday.
I love how that's the thing that you're going to bring back.
Next time y'all get me on, I just want to talk about hip-hop, man. Not about Billy June's anxiety
attack. All right, I'm sorry.
You brought that up.
We wasted your time. I'm sorry we wasted your time, Dominican Drew. I'm sorry to the audience. I hope you got at least a good laugh out of this. What? As a treat.
Oh, he's coming back. Should I let him back in?
Do not let him back in. Dominican Drew, as a treat,
yeah.
Would you mind if we put up your Summer Jam debacle mixtape for people to download or stream and listen to?
Patreon?
On our Patreon, there's the classic career-changing mixtape of Dominican Drew, all produced by Buddha and
Grand music.
Wait, actually, I have a good way of ending this podcast, and then we can give the listeners a laugh online.
Okay.
We should tell the strip club story.
Okay.
And then we can put the video up.
Yo, Juanito just texted us. He said to let him in.
Let him in.
I promise.
Hold on.
I promise you, people listening, press stop now. It's over. It's done. There's no strip club story. There's no strip club video. We're going to have the Dominican Drew mixtape on our Patreon, and we're leaving now. Good night, and God bless you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.